Hey everyone, it's Chelsea Schaefer. Welcome back to The Score. Today's episode is on the champions of the Cody Johnson, and that is, of course, Caleb Driggers and Jade Corkill. It was an unbelievable Saturday at the Kojo, and Caleb Driggers did not disappoint. He has had an $885,000 year, capped off by winning the Kojo, by winning the Bilfic Ford and the Bloomer Trailer with Jade Corkill, who also won a Bilfic Ford and a Bloomer Trailer. So today's episode is with these two. We recorded it standing in the heel box at the Kojo after all of the fanfare had ended and all of their lots of award photos that they took in the trucks and the trailers with their guitars. And these two have won enough that they weren't just in complete shock. So they have some really thoughtful things to say. Really introspective interview from these two. Caleb has gotten quite good at doing these interviews in the last year. He's won every major, which is unbelievable. He started winning the Lone Star Shootout, the BFI, the American. He won the regular season. Of course, we talked to him after every one of those. We were unbelievably there to watch all of it, and it was amazing to witness. I think hopefully I can go through all my footage and put together a really cool TikTok of all of his huge wins, because, man, it's pretty unbelievable to think that there's this much money in team roping now. Caleb and I kind of started at the same time when it came to this industry. So getting to see this trajectory from when Caleb was like a poor kid with his broken leg in Omaha after falling at Pendleton, trying to make his first NFR to now. And it's unreal. And same with Jade. It's really, really cool to see everything these guys have done and to see it come this far. So without further ado, let's start with Caleb Driggers. Today's episode is brought to you by Dechra. Dechra is the global specialist in veterinary pharmaceuticals and related products. Dechra's expertise is in the development, manufacture, and sales and marketing of high-quality products exclusively for veterinarians worldwide. Dechra is driven by their purpose of sustainable improvement of local animal health and welfare. Caleb, is this the second truck and trailer you've won this year?
Second trailer, first truck ever.
First truck ever?
Yeah.
No way. I guess, yeah, because you were a baby. You guys go to the George Strait a lot of times.
Yeah. Yeah, I roped there a lot. I just never done any good.
No? Okay, tell me about, I feel like a million questions for you, but tell me about the day. Just make it easy. Tell me about the roping for you.
Yeah, just kind of went into it with the mindset of trying to win it. I feel like that's one of the reasons why I've never had great success at these three head ropings, is because I always just try and get through the first one, second one, see where we're at. And like today, I just started out aggressive, trying. I had two shots at it, and talked to my partners and told them that I was pretty much going for first. So if I did something stupid, I apologize ahead of time. But no, I was going to try to rope aggressive and try to get ahead of the pack as much as I could. And then the first one, I didn't throw a very good lube and got a half head and it went 5-2. And then coming back into it, there was already some fast times on two. And I was talking to Clint, and I said, I think I'm going to cock it, because I got to rope with Junior up before it and I cocked it. And I said, I think I'm going to cock it. He said, no, just hold it down, because I never cock it. I said, man, I'm going first. He said, cock it.
Bleep.
And so that was kind of the mentality going into the last two, was whatever it takes, try and come out number one. And no different than the Lone Star this year, same scenario. I started out going at them, trying to win the roping, and I've always just tried to rope for a good check, just because we rope for a living and it's hard to go home with no money. But first is so much more rewarding at these three head ropings like this. So just kind of live by the sword and die by the sword.
So I don't know, maybe it's just like, maybe I'm too close to all of it that I don't realize what amazing of a year you've had. Mm-hmm. But you've had, like, because I, when you're talking, when we're sitting here thinking about it, like, I don't, you've won the Lone Star, the BFI, the American, Cody Johnson. How do you make that make sense? And you season leader, which we didn't see coming necessarily. How do you make sense of all of it, or what do you tell yourself about it?
I've put in a lot of hard work, and just kept faith, and just every time I find myself in this situation, just try to really focus and have a new little boy, and it puts a whole new perspective on life and everything else. And it's a blessing to. I don't know. I'm sure somebody's done it, but I don't know of anybody who's ever won every major.
No, not in golf, not in any professional sport. I think anybody's ever had this kind of year? And it's been with different
horses. Yeah, and I've got some really good horses right now. I have one kind of for every situation and scenario that we go to. So try and keep them, healthy and working good. And that I get a lot of confidence from them just because of the honesty that they bring to the table every time that I know they're going to do their job. I just have to do mine, and which I've won on about 4 or 5 different horses this year. I think I've won every one of them on a different horse.
I think so too.
And it's a blessing.
And I feel like this time last year we were talking about how you didn't have enough horses or the right horses, or you were struggling in the horse thing.
That's how it goes. Today you're on top of the mountain, and tomorrow something happens, and it only takes one of them. If you lose one piece of the puzzle, then you feel like your second one's not as good as your first one, and it kind of spirals from there. But that's what, last year my short score horse got really bad EPM, and then Oliver was hurt, and it was just kind of a struggle. And then even going into the winter and stuff, just kind of borrowing horses and piecing them together, trying to do the best we could.
And that was Frosty today?
That was Frosty, yep. I just got him back.
Why? I know you were deciding about buying him back. Tell me about buying him back and why you rode him here.
Yeah, honestly, I probably would have rode 45 today just because he's a little bit better inside than Frosty is, but he's not 100% off the EPM. I do as much as I can for him to try and keep him feeling as good as he can, but I'm going to just kind of let him hang out and relax and try to keep him really good for the NFR. And Oliver's really good and consistent, but he doesn't always give you the most flat go across there to throw very fast. And that was one of my goals today, was to try to get a good start. And I didn't do it every time, but trying to make sure I get a good start so I don't have to use my rope as much and stay aggressive.
What rope do you use today?
Powerline Light.
When do you only use the pink rope when?
NFR.
In Vegas, just at the end of
the mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, well, happy truck and trailer, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break between these two interviews to tell you about our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Dechra. Dechra is a global specialist in veterinary pharmaceuticals and related products. Their expertise is in the development, manufacture, and sales and marketing of high-quality products exclusively for veterinarians worldwide. Dechra is driven by their purpose of sustainable improvement of local animal health and welfare. Dechra's equine portfolio is diverse and focuses on mobility, joint health, reproduction, anesthesia, dermatology, ophthalmology, and fluid therapy. Dechra's key brands include Zycosin, Osfos, ProVet APC Systems, Orthokind Vet IRAP, Equidone Gel, and Vetivex Fluids. Dechra's rapid growth is fueled by these key products and others in the portfolio, as well as recent highly successful acquisitions. Dechra continues to grow because they understand the challenges veterinarians face and they give them what they need. Dechra provides continual training and support to help veterinarians help animals. For more information, please visit dechra-us.com or call 866-933-2472. All right, now here is my interview with Jade Corkill after winning the Cody Johnson Team Roping. I was thinking, how long ago was it? Was it 6 months ago that we were sitting on the bucking chutes here and you were super frustrated with your jackpotting? Was it the Ace Ashford?
Probably. Yeah, it was, huh?
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah. What has... Talk about the last 6 months of your career.
Well, it's kind of took a 180, I guess, from what it was when we were sitting here talking about it. Because at that point, I still didn't really... I don't think I had any plans really at rodeoing yet. And so, I guess it's kind of... It's crazy now that it's at this point and to think about what's all or what all has happened. It's been awesome though. I don't really know what made it go like it is. I mean, I was excited to go again. I ended up getting a really good partner. I really like the horse I've got right now. And I think just I don't know if it was just from taking a little time off or what, but whatever happened inside of me, I wanted to be out here again. And I think now that I've had enough experience to go through a few different seasons of life, I've realized that if you don't have that, then you have no business even being out here, because that is as tough as it is and as hard as doing it for a whole year is, no matter what, even if you do good. If you don't want to be there, you're wasting yours and everybody else's time that's involved with it. So I've just tried to really, with that being said and that being in my mind, I really did just try to enjoy it and not let the things bother me really that used to bother me so bad that I couldn't sleep at night. And just kind of, even though I should have already by now probably just matured a little bit more this year as far as rodeo goes, and just how to handle my emotions and handle myself, and kind of looking more at my kid's getting to the point, like, he roped at this rope in this year, which is really crazy to me, and I'm super proud of him, and just trying to be an example for him and kind of show him, you know, some of the ways to go that I didn't know and took the wrong road, and just kind of try to be somebody for him, you know. So I'm really concentrating on trying to just do the right stuff and be the person that I want him to be when he grows up, you know. So that was definitely in the back of my mind too. So just a lot of stuff. I mean, it's a mixed bag of emotions, but I'm just super, super blessed, super happy to be where I'm at right now, and just trying to enjoy however much time I got left out here.
Were you nervous, more nervous for him going into today, or more nervous for you?
I was so nervous. He wasn't, but I kind of tried to talk to him a little bit, and he was like, "What are you talking to me about this for?" Kind of, and so I had to kind of, oh, you know, just cover my tracks, kind of, oh, just checking, just letting you know this or that, and he was, but I think, you know, I mean, I was so nervous for that, but I, like the other day when he ran his first one, I was like 9 or 10 teams after him, and I was sitting over here on the head side, and I watched him go, and my heart was beating so fast, I barely got calmed down before my run 10 teams later, so which probably was good for me, is I wasn't even concerned with what I had going on. I was just, your first big deal like this, I just was wanting to rope good. He roped awesome this week. He caught every steer, he got turned, and he looked like he belonged. So that was a pretty cool moment for me, you know, just super proud of him. And I'm getting old, I guess, but it's part of it, and I have way more fun watching my kids rope than me roping.
Do you still have any of the George Strait trucks and trailers?
I have one trailer. Yeah, I still have the 2011 trailer, but that's all I got. It's looking old too. So
it's been a minute since you've won a truck and trailer.
Been a long time.
Yeah. What does this mean?
It means a lot. I mean, there's a lot more money rodeoing now, but you still got to do good jackpotting. And I was high called Spicer Grip, and I messed up. And then I had a chance to win first or second, maybe at the West Star, and we didn't do any good there. And it just seemed like every time I had a good chance jackpotting, it was going the wrong way. And but my mindset today, I wasn't like overdoing anything, but I had in my head all weekend that I was, you know, I wanted, obviously you got to do what you do to make it back. But today when I got here, my plan was try to win first place at this roping. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, then that's fine. But don't try to do the so-called right thing today and end up winning third or fourth. Give myself a chance and just let my body, let my reactions take over and not think about it at all. Just go as fast as I could and try to do my job.
Did it feel that good?
It felt good. You know, I think where we won it was the second one, because we were 5-2 on the first one. We just made our steer tried a little bit and we made a good run. And our second one, when I think he kind of, I don't know if his horse slipped or what, but I could tell he kind of missed the barrier a little bit, and the steer stepped over to the right, and the next thing I knew, the steer was turning. And so I just tried to set it down there, and I knew when the head loop went on that was our chance to get to the front and give ourselves a chance. And
yeah, I missed your shot in that video. Like, that's right. You threw really fast.
That's right. Yeah, you need to print that at least. He can throw fast.
He did throw fast. Yeah.
But again, I mean, the guys, you know, like my getting roped with him, that these roping, we've second and third partnered a lot throughout the years, but always at least third partners, and getting, you know when you get to rope with him, especially at stuff like this, that if you have a chance, that's your chance. So I'm just glad he still gives me a shot and still enters with me, and I'm just gonna ride this train until it quits going.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Today's episode was brought to you by Dechra, a global specialist in veterinary pharmaceuticals and related products. For more information, please visit dechra-us.com or call 866-933-2472. Remember, their key brands include Zycosin, Osfos, ProVet APC, Orthokine Vet IRAP, Equidone Gel, and Vetivex Fluids. They're amazing to work with. They are big supporters of us over here at The Score, and we sure appreciate them. All right. Thanks for sticking around for this episode of The Score. It was a brief one, but there was a lot of good insights packed into this episode. Hopefully it got you to the jackpot, or you were feeding your horses and you got to listen to it while you were doing chores. So thank you all, and we'll be back next week.